like a flame in the sky.
One night in 1933, Herb Jeffries was singing in a little nightclub in Detroit, Michigan, when Louis Armstrong walked through the door. In this interview with amateur jazz historian Tad Calcara, Jeffries says Armstrong heard him sing, pulled him aside, and changed his life.
He said, well, there's a band in Chicago, that's where you should be now. And he says, I want to write you a letter. He took a napkin.
A cocktail napkin off the table.
He just wrote down on it, he said, you want to hear this guy's voice, you'll love him. I do. And then he put down Pops.
Flamingo, with your tropical hue.
Armed with only this special calling card, Jeffries took the great man's advice and headed for Chicago, where he joined the band led by Erskine Tate. Soon, he was heard and hired by legendary bandleader Earl Father Hines.
I wake up every day, though I'm far away, I know down in this heart of mine.
Singing with Earl Hines, Jeffries traveled to California, where he would land a role in a Hollywood Western.
I think we better get along up to the ranch so you can play a symphony on your pots and pans.
With his long frame, rakish mustache, and exotic good looks, Jeffries capitalized on two unique styles of film that Hollywood was cranking out at the time: race films, movies by and for African Americans, and singing cowboy pictures. Here's Jeffries singing the opening song from a classic of the genre, Two Gunmen from Harlem.
With my rope, then my saddle, then my horse, then my gun, I'm a happy cowboy.
On a promotional tour for a film called The Bronze Buckaroo, Jeffries found himself in the same theater as Duke Ellington. He was planning to head back to Hollywood that night, but the Duke had other ideas.
We give you Duke Ellington.
For the next 2 years, Jeffries was lead singer in the Ellington Band. He toured the world and starred in Jump for Joy, the musical Ellington wrote and staged in Los Angeles.
Then let go with the Jump for Joy Choir, the title song from the show Jump for Joy.
Penny for the moon.
Jump for Joy never made it to Broadway, as Ellington had hoped, but it helped cement Herb Jeffries as a bona fide star. And 72 years later, Jeffries can still belt out that title song with as much verve as ever.
Jump for joy, don't you grieve, little Lee.
Don't you grieve, little Lee. All that I do believe have been killed.
Herb Jeffries celebrates his 100th birthday this week. For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.
Jump for joy. Step right in with me, sons, and jump for joy.